Welcome back to Family Matters. A little while ago, we heard from a desperate mother who still hasn't found a place for her son in grade one next year and was asking us for help because she was struggling to connect with the WCED. We thought it would be a good opportunity to follow up with the department around the general issue of school enrollments for the new year, because of course, we've all been so focused on the immediate pressures of getting our matrics through their exams and getting the curriculum finished after so much disruption to the schooling year that the focus has been very firmly on 2020. But everything must continue in 2021. So what is the status around applications and enrolments for those starting school next year? To help us understand where the picture stands right now, on the line is WCED spokesperson Brona Hammond. Brona, always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Pepper. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to your listeners.
This was a year in which almost everything about schooling was turned on its head by COVID and the lockdown. I would guess that the application process for 2021 would also have been affected.
Yes, certainly, and it's still having an impact on our admissions for next year, most definitely for a number of reasons. But as you mentioned, you know, even just the our planned dates, you know, in terms of when people should apply for and when to end and accept places, and that all had to be thrown out and delayed for a while. But we are at the point where parents should have already accepted or told schools that they will not be taking placement in those specific schools to allow for other learners to take those places. So that's where we're standing at now at this stage. So any parent that is listening right now, please will you inform the school that you are taking the place, confirm it, but more importantly, tell the school that you're not taking the place if you have been accepted to more than one school.
Because there are some kids who will have had multiple acceptances, and if they're not going to be using them, obviously those places become available for those on waiting lists. Brona, can we talk numbers? How many applications have been received for grade one and grade eight next year?
Well, it's over 100,000 applications, but at the same time, you know, while we can't make places for, well, we have made places for many of them, and the schools have notified parents, we know that there are large numbers of learners that still need placement, and that is either because, you know, they live in areas of demand or they actually have applied late. And we're seeing this year a lot of parents have applied late. They didn't apply during the first admission process, which ended on the 17th of March, so quite very early in the year. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people are making COVID an excuse, but it shouldn't be an excuse at that stage. So a lot of parents are coming to us only now to look for places. And if they are doing so, they can please contact their district office. They can go onto our website. We've got a list of team members that have been dedicated for the specific purpose. But also to just contact the school directly. You can't make an online application like you know that we did earlier on in mm-hmm. the year. That system has closed for learners, but schools can do in the background. They've got access to that application to make individual applications of parents that do come to their schools asking for placement. But I think, Pippa, the big thing is now, you know, because of COVID, and, you know, the disruption to the curriculum and the school year, we've got another issue on our hands in terms of how many learners are going to progress or be promoted next year, mm-hmm. you know, to the specific grade, you know. And that is now, this process is now only starting now with the final tests and assessments that learners across each grade will be taking. And that will determine for teachers, you know, who will be promoted and progressed. And then that will have a big impact on how many learners those schools can accept. So we think that many of our schools are actually holding places. They do have the places available, you know, at least say 5 places, but they're holding them back just because they don't know how big that class or grade cohort will be next year because of this final assessment that still needs to take place.
Something so I hadn't thought of, yeah.
Yeah.
Brona, I'm just sitting here knowing how some learners, I mean, we know that there are such vast disparities in how learners were able to adapt to online learning and making up for the lost school time. Is it a real risk, do you think, that there are going to be more learners than ever before who might not be able to progress because they simply were so disadvantaged by the schooling that was lost?
You know, we've been doing district visits across the province to determine and just, you know, ask them for their feedback on this. And we've heard such good stories of hope and how in some schools in disadvantaged areas, they've seen improvements in reading levels because the learners took home reading packs and parents were actively involved with them. But I think it is very on an individual basis. So, you could have a parent that did sit at home during lockdown and spent time and reading with their child, and actually those language levels may have improved in that aspect. But in other homes, they may not have had that one-to-one, support. And then in many other cases where you got your older learners where they were doing online engagement, you know, they started doing self-study, and that has taken, you know, you've seen them actively using self-study methods then on weekends, for example, because that's the way they've learned how to do their study techniques where they had never done that before. So this year, you know, the matric results, all the progression and promotion results and what comes through is going to be so important for us to analyze the effects of COVID. You know, what impact it's had on different socioeconomic environments, schools and areas. And I think it will be extremely interesting to see that, and it will certainly be a wealth of information for us going forward.
Yeah. Brona, have you had any schools coming to you saying we haven't had enough applications? I mean, when I mentioned on air the email from the listener who didn't have a place, I immediately heard back from two schools, and Keerboom Nursery in Rondebosch, which has a grade one class, and Grassroots Prep in Kenilworth. Immediately I heard from teachers saying we've still got spaces. We haven't got enough applicants to fill them based on the current intake. I mean, how does a situation like that develop, given what we know about the massive demand for places?
Well, you see, that's the thing, Pippa. It's like, I don't know the background to this parent specifically. I did get her surname, her name, and I went to the various offices in the WCD and asked them, but, you know, I do not know who specifically she asked. I don't have the learner's name. I don't know what area they're from, so it's very difficult for me to track down. So I don't know when they are applied, or if the parent is demanding a specific place at a specific school. And that is where we actually do have a lot of the backlog, is that parents say, no, I want my child in this specific school in this area. So, yes, there may be areas where there may be still places available, but there may not be an area of demand where there's growth, you know, big growth in terms of, you know, population in that area specifically over the last few months or years. Or it may not be a school that is popular, you know, the school down the road may be more popular in terms of, you know, achievements. But the fact is that that's our job then to determine where we can place the learner. We have this information at our disposal. But as I said, once the promotion and progression results come through on schools, that will give us the opportunity to really be able to, I always call it it's like a puzzle game, you know, to where we can place this person in that school, you know, with that space. And, you know, it really is until we get those final numbers from schools. And I understand why they are holding out, because if they admit more learners than those and they get a large number of learners progressed, you know, they could then have overcrowded classrooms that are above their admission policies. Mm-hmm. However, it is, so we really, once we get those promotion and progression numbers, we then are able to do the slotting game and then call parents and say, look, there's this place that has now come up.
Brona, I mean, it's an incredibly fraught time for the parent who doesn't have any clarity, but we're all in a position right now of not having clarity. I mean, I still don't know. I know normally there is a date for return to school in January. I still don't know if it's going to be full-time schooling every second day. You know, what the status is around COVID-19 infections in January might play into that. There's so many unknowns at the moment for all of us. I can imagine why parents are feeling particularly anxious about this. But as you've said, everything about the education system this year has been shifted in terms of the dates where things would normally happen. For people going into the holidays who are going to be in the real position of having a child maybe finish grade 7 and still not know where they're going for grade 8, what sort of timeline are you talking about? Should a parent like that really be panicking? Should they already be connecting with you, or do you need them to wait for the new year when there might be more clarity?
Well, with the shift in dates, you know, we, in December, usually we would have the exams would finish, the tests would happen, the assessments finalized, the report cards issued. And sometimes, you know, in some schools that would end, you know, on the very last day of the school year. And in others, they might finish it a bit earlier, and then we'd start have that information trickling in about progressions and promotions. And then we'd have a 2-day leeway after schools closed to then, you know, get schools on board and try and get as many learners placed as possible in that period. And then once the schools are shut, then it's very difficult for us. So that's what's going to happen on the 15th of December. Yeah. And I think this year it's going to be even more of a rush. You know, like, for example, like, you know, we've seen the matric exams, they finish on that exact same day, and they're usually ending earlier. But yeah. but with the other grades, you know, I think it is going to be a bit more of a rush this year. And so I do think I can only say to parents, look, we understand your anxiety, and and we understand your concern. And really, it's a very stressful thing to know that your child hasn't got a place next year, going into the school holidays. But we actually need to assure you that we are trying as much as we can to assist you. It really is hard for us when we don't have all the information at our disposal, and as with the promotions and progressions, for example. Mm-hmm. But we are doing our best. We've got district teams set up. The important thing is that if you don't have a place and you haven't contacted and you really haven't made as much of an effort as you should, you know, you put in an application, no one has responded or they have responded, no. Make sure that we know that your child is looking for a place. And then there's a lot of children that haven't returned to school this year. Those parents, if they've been deregistered from schools, and that is another aspect that, gosh, we also concerned about, is, you know, some learners that haven't returned to school this year would have been deregistered from their school if they hadn't applied for the comorbidities application.
Yeah.
Or the wanting to stay at home application. You know, they had to make a specific application to school so that we could provide them with additional work during the year, and they could do the assessment so they could be promoted and progressed. But if they did not apply in that manner, then they would have been deregistered from the school. So those learners can't just simply rock up at a school next year and expect a place at that school because they didn't go through the process that they should have done to ensure that the school were notified that they still intended to be at the school. So it's very complex, and I really feel sorry for my admissions colleagues in the WCD and in the districts, because we do have a challenge on our hands. And then added to that, we don't know how many more people would have migrated to the Western Cape over the Christmas holidays, and this year it's a bit more difficult to tell. Mm. And also, you know, we get about average 18,000 increase every year, so we've got to add that onto our planning. But we are building more mobiles. We are trying to place them where we know there is demand. But I can predict definitely that at the beginning of next year we will have a lot of children that won't be placed immediately. But that is when we will have that information at our disposal, and schools will be able to inform us how many learners have come back, who has actually applied, and that's when we are able to do the puzzle at a much faster pace, that's for sure.
Deep breaths and fortitude required for your team, Rona. I know it's a complicated process at the best of times, and these are anything but the best of times with all the additional complicating factors this year. So good luck, and we will connect with you again early in the new year for an update. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, though.
Thank you very much, Pippa. And just a reminder to please contact your nearest school to make an application. And if you don't have any luck, then go to your district office.
And the website to do that is wcedonline.westerncape.gov.za. There's also a helpful list of frequently asked questions if you are in this predicament that you'll find on that site. Brona Hammond, a spokesperson for the Provincial Education Department, thank you so much for your time.